Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just a body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, I knew you were fucking cussing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making woman justice.
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's no error. We are like literally right back. Call us 24-hour radio station. Listen, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used. We are back to discuss who is next for Canelo Alvarez. Saul Canelo Alvarez is scheduled to be back in December, according to his handlers, and we'll give you all the details and juicy quotes in a bit. But we're saying where? Vegas, New York, and who's next? Daniel Jacobs? Jamal Charlo? Billy Joe Saunders? Could it be Demetrius Andre? Who really lands on this table? Or is it the name that we've all been hearing, David Boulemieux? I don't know. This is what we're going to be discussing right here at the Box and Voice Radio, hashtag TBV podcast. Remember the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We want to hear your thoughts on this topic. I'm going to head on out to my co-host, the main man, Mike Gross.
I speak it. Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red runner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
My mind been a flinch wrong. You feel me? Shout out to Canelo, man, coming off a big victory over Triple G. I mean, dominant, in my opinion, it was a dominant performance. And by coming right back in December, he showed that he didn't really have much wear and tear. He wasn't really that hurt, you know what I'm saying? Don't really need that much rest. On the other hand, Tom Lawford says Triple G might need to the early next year, middle of next year. I mean, who knows? But Canelo's back. I don't know about the Charlo one. That might be a little bit too risky, but all the other ones may be in play because they are with HBO. So let's go.
Well, I mean, the only reason I mentioned Charlo is because he seems to be available. You know, when we're thinking Daniel Jacobs, he's got some issues right now that he's got to tend to with the IBF middleweight strap on the line versus Sergey Dervishenko. So he's got to get a win there if he can do that, lick his wounds if he gets any, and get back in the ring and be ready for December. Now, Mike, do you know the actual date? What is Jacob's date? The 27th, right, of October?
Yeah, 27th, same day as Regis, I believe. And real quick, I got to give a big shout-out to Cass right quick because he says it might be Lemieux, then Munguia. And I kind of agree with the Munguia point of view. It might be a perspective that Oscar looks at it like, when Canelo fought Mayweather, he learned a real boxing lesson, and that really like sharpened him up, and that propelled him to be this big star. How do you get Munguia to that level of being a big star like Canelo? You put him in the ring with Canelo, and then you don't think so?
Too soon. Listen,
it was.
I know the angle you're going. Okay. To. People were saying it was too soon for Canelo, but remember, Canelo was established on Televisa and HBO before he got in there with Floyd. Canelo was doing split pay-per-views before he got in there with Floyd. Munguia ain't done shit versus nobody on no big stage to get any residual fandom. He still needs that. What you got to do is put him on this December pay-per-view as the undercard.
Okay.
Letting him be seen. I mean, he's obviously a potential opponent in the eyes of HBO because they keep mentioning Triple G. Oh, you obviously wanted to fight Triple G. Oh, you said you wanted to move up and fight Triple G. So, yeah, he's a potential opponent, no doubt. But they see that he's a franchise. They can take their time with him. Right now, Canelo is in a great place. He's back to picking and choosing. He's back to getting big, big dollars from the networks because, you know, on Black and White, he got the win. He got the hardware, and he's the draw. So and then, I would not recommend Munguia get in there with Canelo just yet. He could do his own thing. He's not even in that division. Like, why rush him? Why rush him? Are they afraid of what's out there at 54?
If they are,
just keep him away. Gilberto Ramirez is nowhere near any real 168-pounder outside of maybe Jesse Hart, who was his first step-up contender fight. Like, get out of here, bro. Like, there's That's people true. That are staying away from competition left and right, man. What's the last person Scott Quick for? I mean, Oscar Valdez?
Yep. Scott Quick for Oscar Valdez. Yeah, I mean, you make good points, but, I mean, the thing about Canelo is, you know he's going to fight in December, so he's going to probably fight, I'm thinking, the Mew. And then he probably won't fight again until, like, May 5th. And then that might be a chance for them to, like, kind of do, like, a unification bout with either, Devchenko and Jacobs winner and Saunders and Andre winner. And maybe those two people will fight before that date on May 5th. So it might be a way to, like, draw more interest to that fight.
I mean, do we really want Lemieux? Can we cause enough public outcry where this fight doesn't happen? We've seen that before with the power of social media now. Mayweather didn't fight Devin Alexander. You know what I mean? The outcry of the public means something. Can we not necessarily boycott, because that would mean that the actual fight is taking place already, but can we shit on this fight enough that Canelo doesn't take on Lemieux and maybe looks down the road to a Charlo or Demetrius Andrade's Billy Joe Saunders winner or Daniel Jacobs Derevchenko winner?
I don't think so, because you got to look at it like a perspective. Canelo done fought Triple G in two hard fights back to back, and maybe he needs, like, some kind of in between fight, you know what I'm saying, before he takes another stiffer fight. And also, you got to take into consideration HBO's budget and Golden Boy, you know what I'm saying? It'll be easier for HBO to, like, work with Golden Boy if they have the both fighters under the same roof. Then they don't have to pay, like, an outside source or outside promoter. So that's the most logical fight. And then Lemieux just coming off a knockout victory over Spike O'Sullivan that was seen on pay-per-view might help it out a little bit too.
Possibly. I actually want to check who else would be available, right? Let's say, you know, the outcry works. We don't get Lemieux, but we don't get any of these other five names. You know, we don't get Andre. We don't get Billy Joe. We don't get Daniel Jacobs. We don't get Jamal Charlo. Who's out there left that a network would say, you know what? Yeah, we'll do it. We'll let you fight this guy on our air.
Let's go with one of my favorite fighters that fluctuates from 160 and 168 a lot, Chris Eubank Jr.
Chris Eubank Jr. You give him a little international flair there, little flavor. He is scheduled to be in the Super 6, but we've seen bigger fighters drop out of bigger fights to get in a bigger fight, right?
And then the fighter he's fighting and the Super 6 is no threat to him at all. So that'll be like a tune-up fight for him. And he can easily make that date in December, because he's fighting next week. So it'll be an easy date to make if they want to reach out to them. And he's been in Vegas a lot lately, so it may be a
Well, let's give the facts. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. We're working hard here to give you the best boxing content we can. And we got this topic that we're discussing, which is Canelo's possible return in December 15th. MGM Grand already reserved. And this is coming from Steve Kim. I actually seen Kim in Vegas. So, he broke this news on Boxing Scene. And I quote, so what's next for Canelo Alvarez? 50-1 32-34. In the wake of his 12-round majority decision over Gennady Golovkin this past weekend at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So, Eric Gomez was, you know, interviewed by Steve Kim, and he said, what's next is, and I quote, we have a December 15th reserved for him. Eric Gomez is the president of Golden Boy Promotions, and this is what he told Boxing Scene. And he said, I quote, we are going to get together with his team later this week. We're going to discuss it. It's up to him whether he feels capable of it or not, depending on the cut. And I quote, so, end quote, rather. So that doesn't leave me 100% confident that he's coming back, Mike. It's like, this is what the promoter has planned for him. Canelo doesn't even know of these plans just yet.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how bad the cut was, but I was watching the Contender last night, and a guy had a cut, and the doctor stitched him up, and he said he'll be able to like resume boxing activities in like 10 days. So I'm not sure how deep the cut was, and I'm no doctor. I'm just going out for like what I heard last night.
I hear you. So let's see here. We got more quotes from the president of Golden Boy Promotions. He says, it's just a matter of finding out if he wants to fight, and we'll start having discussions with both the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and MSG. So New York is a possibility. Now, New York. That makes me scratch my head. Has Canelo ever fought in New York?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I mean, you guys probably know more than I would, and probably Ron probably know better, but I don't
recall New York City, but I'm going to do a quick glimpse.
Okay, right now.
Vegas, Arlington, Vegas. Vegas, Houston, Vegas. San Antonio, Vegas, Mexico, Los Angeles, Mexico. What is that? Mexico? Yeah, that's Mexico. What's that? Anaheim? That's California.
Mexico. I'm looking at Boxford right now for the top middleweights in the division. Gennady's going to be out. Daniel Jacobs got a fight schedule. Jamal Charlo's free. Billy Joe got a fight schedule. Demetrius Andre fighting Billy Joe. David Lemieux open. Martin Murray open. Rayoto Maroto, he's fighting Robert Brandt, so it's not going. Demetrichenko's fighting Jacobs, and he was ranked number 10. Martin Malia Selecki, the guy that Jacobs just beat, he's number 11. Willie Marrone Jr. number 12. Hugo Centennial Jr., the guy that Jermell Charlo just knocked out in his last fight, number 13. Then they got Jack Kuklay, Luis Aries, Walter Conwoman, some shit.
I just don't see anybody. I think Gabriel Rosado. He's been out of the limelight for so long that it makes more sense to go with a Lemieux and Lemieux's Golden Boy. I mean, and this guy just he took himself out of the runnings, O'Sullivan, by getting knocked out. Jason Quigley never panned out. He had to restart, you know, after his fight with the Jersey Boy.
How you feel about Hassan Ndam?
Dude, I don't want to see a pay-per-view with Hassan Ndam.
Okay. No, I'm just asking.
I just don't. I think that Canelo was going to rip apart Lemieux, though.
Oh, yeah, he's going to beat
Lemieux him. Could not handle so many people, let alone Triple G, with the basic 1-2 jab. What is he going to do with Canelo bringing all types of flavor to him? I don't know, man. I don't know. But if I'm Canelo, I do what I got to do to come right back. I keep squeezing. I do an Anthony Joshua, you know what I mean? I capitalize right now. You got all the belts. You could do anything on pay-per-view and people are going to buy it. You need to do that right now. Right now while you can. Is what you need to do. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We're doing a fight preview on who Canelo could possibly face next. MGM Grand is reserved. by his promoter, but it is ultimately up to Canelo Alvarez to decide whether or not he wants to step in that ring and fight again. But he did capture the WBC and the WBA title, as well as the IBO. And, you know, Jacobs and Dervichenko will be going for that IBF. Billy Joe Saunders will be defending his WBO. So there are some other, you know, middleweights out there that if you're Canelo, you get in a fight before those guys are available and the public is like, see, because right now we can't even find a person outside of Jamal Charlo. Who is the mandatory?
Jamal Charlo is the mandatory for WBC. I was going to ask you, do you think we've seen a different, well, from this point on, a different kind of Canelo when he fights? Is it going to be more?
I think each fight is individual.
Okay.
But I would love for him to fight in this style. I don't think people can
handle. Oh, my God. I don't think so either, man. Like the peekaboo guard, the taking one to give one. I mean, the only person that I wouldn't recommend doing that with is Jamal Charlo. But everybody else, I mean, I think he can have some good success versus a lot of people in this division. Real shit. Real shit.
Let me go ahead and open up these phone lines. You know the number to call in. We're going out to the sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
We was just speaking about the NL. We wanted to go. We're making plans to go see the Ragga Roof fight. So let's head on out to one of our longtime listeners from New Orleans. NL.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
NO, what's up, baby?
What's good? What's good, man? You heard me? See, bro, this is the boxing voice, right?
Yes, sir.
We keep it real on the boxing voice. Y'all know how we do, man. Why are we talking about fucking O'Sullivan, David Lemieux? Let's get to the shits, man. We want Charlo next, you heard me? We don't want to see another Triple G fight. Like back to back, like we gonna put that on the back burner. We're gonna get to this young talent, man. We're gonna fight somebody that's right there close to your age. We're not pulling the wheelchair. You understand? Triple G, that was first of all, before everybody would have gone left with this shit, that was a good fight, lad. You know what I'm saying? Last said. That was a good fight. Canelo came with the Mexican style, Triple G. He kept talking about Mexican style, this and that, ripping and running around. The man came Mexican style. You ain't come with that shit until the last couple rounds, man. You should have stood in that pocket and drew caution to the wind, and whoever get it, they get it, man. We with the shit this year, man. We want the Charlo fight. Let's stop bullshitting. Let's stop trying to promote all these other cats. We don't want secret. We want to see O'Sullivan in.
Hey, no one was promoting O'Sullivan. I said O'Sullivan took himself out by being knocked out, and that's how Lemieux put himself in the runnings. Now, as far as Charlo, you know, that's got to be some business that gets made. Canelo doesn't have a deal with HBO anymore. So there's a lot of things that are going to start to develop in the next couple of months, and Charlo is rumored to be fighting Willie Monroe Jr.
And y'all got to realize, man, that belt don't make Canelo.
Wait, hold on. You punched me in the back of the head with that. Wait, hold on. Let me get Willie the Worm?
Yeah, Willie Monroe.
Well, nah, not the Worm. El Mongoose.
Man, all right, the Mongoose. Whatever you want to call it, you heard me? Man, why Willie keep getting the shot, man? You dig? I'm tired of seeing like him recital. I'm tired of seeing these dudes get a shot, man.
Yo, what you mean? It's boxing. Rocky got mad shots.
In basketball and football, motherfucking team get shot every year.
What the Mongoose gonna do? What the Mongoose gonna do when he get a shot? What he gonna do? He just made a shot.
Wait a minute, 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 wait a minute. Have we ever seen Jamal Charlo box somebody? I mean, face a boxer like Willie Monroe?
You wanna say Trout?
Nah, Trout's a southpaw.
Why we want
okay,
Monroe?
True, true.
Wait, I think Monroe's southpaw too, though.
Yep, he's a
Is Monroe southpaw too?
Absolutely is.
Damn.
I bet he made
I'd rather see the Andre fight than the Mongoose, bro.
Oh, man.
Now, yeah, Andre versus Charlo fight, yeah, I definitely want to see if Andre get past Billy Joe Saunders.
Let's go out to Troy in Baltimore. Troy, talk to me.
Ah, shit.
Man, here we go. We're talking about Canelo and Charlo, correct?
Yes, sir.
No. The premise of the show is that Canelo's back in December. Mm-hmm. His golden boy,
that's not good.
His golden boy promotions, vice president, president Eric Gomez has already reserved both MGM and Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. So it's either Vegas or New York. And we're asking our listeners, who is next?
You said, like you got an inside track or something. Let me know.
No. What I'm saying is, after a fight like you just had with Gigi, that's too soon. Give your body a chance to rest. Okay, sit down for 30 days. Let your body do what it needs to do to heal. And then don't come back until, you know, middle of 2019. Because he doesn't need to come back that fast after a fight like he had with Gigi.
Troy.
He doesn't need to come back that fast. Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to think with the same mindset as AJ. You just grabbed all the belts.
Yeah.
You got the mm-hmm. swag now. And if you don't squeeze in December fight, you lose out on a potential couple million dollar payday because if you wait if you wait till after December, now you got a decisive winner of Billy Joe and Andre, a decisive winner of Daniel Jacobs and Dervishenko. You know, and then you got a decisive decision with which way Jamal's going, who's already Jamal Charlo, who's already your WBC mandatory. So now that takes away your options. Right now, you got the best time in your career to get the easiest pay-per-view before you got to deal with all those names.
No. But you know what you just did when you mentioned all those names, right? Saunders, Charlo, what you just did was you gave boxing fans what actually builds fights. That's anticipation. So while you healing, you keep his name out there and all that, right? This is you keep his name out there, but you also make sure you throw in the Charlo.
Well, Troy, do you think David Lemieux is a big threat against Canelo? I think he stops Lemieux easily, probably six, seven rounds.
He's a French puncher, right?
Canadian.
Canadian, yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, the French dude, honestly.
Yep, that's true.
He throws wide punches and so forth, but honestly, with his punch, if you slip up with him, he could hurt you. But the answer is yes, because of his punching, but no, because you're talking about a fighter now who's in his prime and he has his confidence that's at his peak. So I don't see him being bothered by David Lemieux. Charlo, I don't think Charlo.
But that's why you let him do the Lemieux one. That's why you let him do the Lemieux one in December, bro, because it's easy.
Go get that bag real quick.
I got that, brother. But my thing with boxing and boxers, after a fight like that with Gigi, you need to heal for at least 30 days. Then you need time to train.
Gigi ain't touch him, man. Gigi ain't touch him. Those were jabs, man.
That's okay. I got all that, but okay. I'll give you a perfect example, which is not so much on the same level. When Gigi fought Curtis, right?
Yeah.
Curtis came back entirely. He came back entirely too fast.
Yeah, but he came back from being flattened. Canelo coming back from being looking the best of his career. This is the best he's ever looked, man. In my opinion, I know people got this one controversial, but to me, he's never looked better. Never. This was the best. M Stacks, talk to me.
Hello. You hear me?
You.
Am I on mute?
Nah, man, you lie.
Nah, you're live, homie. You don't want to talk?
I was No. I was listening. I was just saying, yeah, what y'all talking about? Not David Lemieux. I'm talking about Willie Monroe for Jamal Charlo.
That is the rumor. Remember that it even came out on PBC Beefs. Remember they beefing with each other. Jamal Charlo even called this fight and was saying, they were saying slick shit to each other. They setting it up, man. It's all part of boxing.
Yes, Jamal Charlo was calling a fight on FS1 Sports, and I guess him and Monroe got into it backstage, and after the fight, they had like some words too, so got a little beef there.
Yeah, man, don't know how you want to see Willie Monroe after that Billy Joe performance, man. Don't nobody want to see Willie Monroe, man. He already had a chance after the Triple G shot. This is his third title shot. What has he done, man? What has he done? This is what he had a shot at Triple G. He had a shot at Billy Joe. Now he's about to get a shot at the number one contender. But listen.
That's how it is, bro. Like the best. That's the top of the division. He's at the top of the division. Like you can't.
Top 10.
You can't mention the top division without mentioning him. So, like, that's how it gets. Now, if you got a good promoter, a good manager, you gonna get the many shots. It don't mean you're gonna win, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because look at Caleb Truax, right? He got a bunch of title shots, one versus Daniel Jacobs, then he had two with DeGale. He won one and defended one. So, like, yo, you just never know. That's how boxing is.
At this point, I'd rather see Jamal Charlo. If he's gonna do that, I'd rather see him fight Rosado, because at least I know Rosado's gonna come to fight. This dude, Willie Monroe, in his last fight, didn't do nothing. He just stared there and got punched in the face.
But you got to understand from Jamal Charlo's perspective, you still want to be active, but you want to protect your mandatory status. So a guy like Willie Monroe with no power.
Like Monroe ain't got the power to knock him out, so they could stay sharp, they could get another fight, and it's all goody.
Mm-hmm. I see your point, but yeah,
man. I know. Hey, I feel you, Fern.
Listen, the fact that they're thinking Lemieux is the reason that they're thinking MSG. Lemieux will bring the Canadians down. They're gonna drive down. They're gonna fly in. You know what I'm saying? That's why MSG's in the running. MSG also has been taking a hit in boxing, right? Why? Because Barkley out there killing them. Barkley doing deals with fighters, like, nah. Brooklyn boxing, baby. Daniel Jacobs, you fight here. You know what I'm saying?
And this, correct me if I'm wrong, New York does have a big Latino population, right?
Hell yeah, Latino.
Oh, shit, there you go. Canelo gonna be in there, man. It's gonna be a fucking sold out event.
A little different, Div. You know, I mean, there is a lot of Mexicans out there, though. They came out.
It's a port, bro.
I remember I was at the Mayweather-Canelo press conference. Jesus, Mexico was out there. I didn't even know that many Mexicans was in New York. Nah, I'm dead ass. I don't even remember all that shit. I was like, whoa, that's a lot. Okay. Nothing like in L.A., though. Like, L.A.
got different.
Beautiful Mexicans, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. L.A. and Houston.
Oh, there's a lot of Mexicans in Houston? Oh, yeah.
Ooh-wee, man. Oh, my God.
But it ain't like L.A. I've been to Houston.
I ain't been to L.A.
Like L.A. In L.A., they like fashion forward. They don't look like L.A.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's L.A.
Yeah, well, they look better. Let's see. We going out to James in Harlem back for seconds. What's going on, my friend? We talking Canelo. You know the details, right? His promoters got a date scheduled for the 15th, both reserved at MGM and in New York.
And talks about David Lemieux is going to be his opponent.
First of all, I think Canelo won both fights.
Thank you, brother.
He outboxed him in the first fight. I think in the second fight, he just completely just outclassed him and beat him up. But as far as who he should fight next, it's tricky. It's hard to decide. But if I had to go with anybody for a December fight, which is not his main, his main calendar fight, I would say Charlo. I would like to see him fight Charlo next because I think it's the easiest opposition. I think Charlo is completely overrated, nowhere near on the level. I think if he stands in front of a real fighter, that he's going to get exposed immediately.
Hey, man, you sound like you was a part of them girls trying to rob Charlo. Was, was, Was you in on it? I'm just fucking with you.
I might have said some people. I might have said but but I just don't. I don't. I'm not a believer in Charlo. I think he needs more time to develop. I think Triple G is a better fight for Charlo than Canelo. Canelo has too much versatility, too much skill, and I agree with Ness. This is the best we've ever seen Canelo look. He's really coming to age. He's about that life. I would like it to be Billy Joe Saunders because yes! Billy Joe Saunders he's old to ass whooping. But I gotta say, for a December fight, I would say Charlo.
Hold on. Why is Billy Joe Saunders old ass whooping? Let me know.
He's old to ass whooping. Because he called out Triple G when he didn't. Once Triple G was exposed by Cal Brook a little bit and then by Danny Jacobs, then he had the courage to fight. Then he wanted to say, oh, go get your pen and all of that stuff. Then he wanted to try to step up to Triple G. Billy Joe Saunders has been arrogant. He's been running around with a WBO belt. He hasn't really been putting it on the table. He just owed that ass whooping. So, man, he's an elusive boxer as well. So we want to see what happens when he steps in there against a real monster. And Canelo right now is the monster of the middleweight division. I'm sorry. The middleweight division. He is the monster. He is the unstoppable force of the middleweight division as of right now. I don't see anybody just beating him. And they're all bigger than him and all of that stuff, but nah, they don't have the skills. Danny Jacobs is the closest one to me.
Nah. I don't think Jacobs can beat Canelo. Joseph,
in Harlem. Thank you for calling in, brother. Appreciate it. Told you we
would be back
down.
Charlo.
Sure. What's up?
The only person
that's James. Shit. I'm already wilding.
In my opinion, like the only person that probably give Canelo right now like a run for his money in the middleweight division, maybe Billy Joe because he's a sick boxer. I mean, but Andrade, because I think Andrade's going to beat Billy Joe. So Andrade and Charlo, those are the two that I think maybe can upset Canelo. Well, probably will. I know Charlo might be the one to do it because he got the power, but Andrade, man, he's a good boxer, man. He's a good boxer puncher. Go ahead. I see.
I was just going to say, we thought, and by we, I'm generalizing. I'm not saying myself. I'm just generalizing, and I'm saying we thought Charlo had, Gennady had the power.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's true, but I don't know, man. Sometimes you see
take them shots. Yo, sometimes you can't knock people out, man. Sometimes, I mean, look, Golovkin has been a dude that shows granite chin, too. He lost to Canelo, but he showed that chin is solid.
It's going to catch up with him, though. You can't just keep on taking punches like that.
He's old already. He about to retire.
I don't think. Oh, now he old. Oh, now he old.
Dog, I've been telling you he slowed down. Like,
I know. We had a little argument at the beer house about him being he's my best narrative that Mike went around with. But I felt what you was doing there though, so we can go ahead and move on.
You know what I was doing? I was giving topics to the show, like giving it some flavor.
Yeah.
It's
only entertainment.
I was being devil's advocate because it's just the truth. It is a narrative, right? I mean, at the end of the day, there's still a consensus of people that thought he won. So is he old? If they thought he won,
yeah, that's a good point. I seen a show.
It's the other half of that seen him lose and think he got old. You know what I'm saying? So you just don't know with this shit.
That's true.
So I mean, did you say who you want to see him fight? I mean, we're asking everybody. Did you?
I mean, like who I want to see him fight? Like my preference? Like if I can make the match type shit. Or who I think he's going to fight.
Who you want to see him fight, and then what you realistically think is going to happen.
I want to see him fight Jamal Charlo or the Andrade, because I know this will probably be an easy one to make. The Andrade and the I don't know, because Andrade is with the Zone now. Would the Zone offer that bag to Canelo to come to their platform? But maybe does Jacobs have like one more fight on HBO? Because I heard rumors that this might be his last fight on HBO.
But you know, the Zone gonna throw him the bag.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, the Hunchbacks. I mean, and then they have two middleweight belts if he win and if Andrade win. Perfect world, I want to see Jamal Charlo get in the ring with Canelo for the WBC strap and for the IBF and for the IBO. Realistically, I think it's going to be David Lemieux because of the site and how close it is to Canada and how many fans you can get down and all the Latin fans and the Hispanic fans that are in Mexico. It just makes for a ripe situation.
Let me get to this comment I want to address by Victor Alvarez. He says, Al Heyman ain't feeding Charlo, and in parentheses, he put his cash cow, to Canelo.
First off, Charlo, no disrespect to you, brother. I love you. I love how you fight. I think you're the best in the division, but you're not a cash cow at this point in time. And second point, yeah, you won't be feeding Canelo, feeding no damn Charlo to Canelo. Are you serious? Motherfucker, you're going to be feeding a goddamn line to a line. Let's go.
And I'm just going to say that we've already seen Al Heyman send Austin Trout and Islandri Lora to face Canelo. So Heyman will send his boys to fight Canelo.
Speaking, don't forget, Lara, he came out on IG and called both of them motherfuckers out.
Yeah, he still wants some of the old Triple G.
And Canelo. He said, I kind of 160. I kind of 160 and fight.
He's been saying that. They just never offered him the fight. He's been saying that. People been ignoring him, saying, oh, if Laura really want to fight Triple G, he need to move up and fight some other people to show that he's really a middleweight. And it's like, what the fuck? I thought Big
Wish
to just jump up.
I wish Laura spoke English, bro, because his Instagram and shit, shit be fucking lit.
Be way more popular, bro.
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
I'll be right there when Louis DeCubas tries to translate shit. Like, nobody says what Laura and Rigondeaux say. Rigondeaux especially. Them boys, bro, if you knew Spanish, like, you'd be disrespected when they talk shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they don't play no games. They don't play no games.
I'm telling you, bro. They spoke English, man.
Shit. Anybody.
But if y'all follow, if y'all follow his IG, bro, that shit, man, he does. I mean, his family time and like just the pictures that he posts, you can tell that he got swag and he got flavor. So if he spoke English, I think his personality would be.
Look at his choice of car. Look at his choice of woman. Hell yeah, Laura got swag. You crazy?
I'm just saying, if it was English, though, it would be much bigger.
Look, Rancey's and Laura on two different stratospheres, let alone their career. I'm just talking about swag and all. Like, one dying his hair crazy. The other one is like, you know, GQ.
Low cut. You know what I'm saying? Clean shave. You feel me?
But let me jump out to this caller. We got 813-468. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dennis. Yes.
Dennis, what's up, brother? Yo, we lost our phone list, but we're getting it together. Dennis in Tampa, talk to us.
Hey, first things first, obviously I saw Canelo win, and that's because he was the stand-up guy. I mean, at the end of the day, look at his face. I mean, faces and getting beat up, don't lie. But the question in the show today is, who I want to see him fight? I would love to see him fight Lara. But you beat me to the punch by saying it. That would be like some good unfinished business. Lara's like a live dog. It'd be good to see him come to 160. But it's probably going to be Lemieux. And it'll probably be in Christmas time when they got the tree up and all that stuff in New York. He ain't coming back to Vegas unless it's something big, big, big. But that's how I see that. But at the end of the day, Charlo, I agree. They're going to put him in and fight maybe the winner of Jacobs and Billy Joel. Oh, excuse me. One of those two, whoever wins, that's who Charlo should be fighting. And then work his way towards Canelo. But
why do all that when you already the mandatory for a belt that Canelo has? Why go over there and try to fuck with them?
Because I just don't think that the WBC and Suleiman and all that, as much as he's ranked number one, they rarely make their number one actually fight.
They called Bermain Stavern last year. They called Bermain Stavern last year.
WBC is shaky, bro.
I get what he's saying, though, bro.
They say one thing and do something else.
I get what Dennis is saying. They got a pattern of doing that.
Yeah, that's realistic. The realistic fighters are if BJ wins, and definitely if Jacobs wins, it's about time those two guys fight. That's like
I mean, do y'all forget that the WBC called a mandatory for Canelo and Triple G years ago, and Canelo dropped the belt.
Dropped the belt.
Yeah, look, and has it happened?
Yeah, but listen, the thing is, Dennis, that he dropped it before, so the WBC, they might not be, you know, as in a hurry to mandate him. So I'm going to go with Dennis. I'm going to go with the WBC already showed us that they want to make up with Canelo. That's why they made two new belts for his both of his fights with Gennady. I'm going to roll with that. They ain't mandating shit anytime soon. They're going to deal with the Golden Boy.
Yo, they're going to come up with a trainer belt now for 160. You know, they want to recognize Chepo and them.
They already gave it to
them. Let them get a belt.
They already
gave it to them. That's what the WC is going to be doing.
They already gave them the belt.
Oh, they had a trainer belt on this one?
Hell yeah. Chepo had it on.
Yeah, man. You got to give a big shout out to Canelo's team, bro. Like the game plan and.
But I don't know why you don't want to give Chepo credit. Chepo did his thing, bro. Canelo.
I'm saying, yeah.
Yo, for real.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a fat, but he moves around. He's a good dude. I like him. He's a fat fuck. They're both they're butchers by trade.
But Dennis, I'm
gonna check it out, Mike. You're doing a great job, and I miss talking, but I don't miss anything. Even though I don't participate like I like to, there's nothing I don't miss, bro. I feel, you know, my job got me back in Tampa. I don't like drive for a long time to Orlando like I used to, but this is my home. So I appreciate the recent additions, especially the Air Force guy. You know, on anything military, I'm down.
Really, man. Thank you.
Dennis, man, thank you for calling in. We're going to get out to some other callers. And I just want to remind everybody to hit that thumbs up button. That's a way to support the show. It's absolutely free, and it helps with the visibility of the show. It keeps us number one on iTunes and lets us know that this is the type of content that you want. So if you want to see Canelo face Daniel Jacobs, Charlo, or Billy Joe, even sprinkle a little Demetrius Andre in there, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. Help your boys over here at TBV with the visibility of the show. Let's get it growing. Let's get some new characters in there. Let's get some new callers like Dennis, obviously not a new caller, longtime listener, Patreon subscriber, family member. You know what I'm saying? Let's go out to Javier on Skype. What's going on?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
You smoked about 16 ales.
Man, I just woke up, to be honest, bro. I work from 12 to 8, nigga. I'm tired. I feel like why would my nigga Charlo go and get the shot?
90 seconds.
I feel like Charlo deserved a shot, man. Even in the WBC mandatory shit, he let y'all motherfuckers just had his last fight. They might as well get a man a shot, man. Y'all keep saying he young. He's 28, bro. I mean, he ready. That nigga in his prime, I feel like he can knock Canelo and Triple G out. But I mean, motherfuckers gonna keep doubting him and talking about Danny Jacobs. They, all these people they name and they already had their shot, bro.
60 seconds.
Get a shot, man. Like, I don't think Danny Jacobs can pull it off. Even though, I mean, technically, I think he beat Triple G when they fought, but whatever. Shit, Billy Joe, I think he's going to lose to Demetrius Andrade, but I don't think Andrade can beat Charlo. So, I mean, I feel like Charlo the next one up in my mind, but, I mean, he is the WBC mandatory. But I guess the mandatory shit don't matter no more. Niggas should skip over that shit. So, I mean, fuck it, we just picking favorites here. You're talking about David Lemieux, he already had his shot. I mean, damn.
Well, all right, Javier. Hey, this great is call. Supposed to be people hotline, baby. You supposed to call in, air it out. All you Charlo fans, you got to get mad. This is what I meant when at the beginning of the show, Mike, when I said public outcry. If the public doesn't stand for this, we don't get Lemieux. And he stands up. Charlo, we know he's going to have to go down that Laura route. You're going to have to come to press conferences. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. That's just the way it is, man. This Canelo. This Canelo. Shane Mosley had to do it. Floyd had to do it. No one should feel bigger than Floyd Mayweather because you're not. And he did. You know what I'm saying? Let's get out to Info Joe in California and alumni's on here.
Mr. Info Joe. Tell the truth, Joe.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Yo, what's up, my boxing brothers? Am I clear?
Yes, sir.
Yo, in a perfect world, I would love to see him fight Charlo next. He does deserve a shot. But realistically, after coming off a Triple G fight to fight in December, another tough fight, that's not realistic. There's no boxers fighting tough opposition back to back. So I would like to put it to beat Charlo, but I think it's going to be Lemieux. And that's deserving for Canelo. I wouldn't be mad at him if he took the Lemieux fight. Everybody can't fight back-to-back fights. Your career won't last too long, and nobody's doing that shit. But if not Lemieux, I would go for Laura, man. Laura sitting in the pocket with her, man. I can imagine him not boxing as much with Canelo right now. I think he can probably sit in the pocket with Canelo, man, and sit right there in front of him and be slick. But Laura or Lemieux, but if it was my choice, if it wasn't in December, later on in the beginning of 2019, I would say Charlo. He deserves a shot. That's my call. Peace, brothers.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Info Joe. And rounding out the show, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe right here to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. This is the voice of the people, the home for all boxing fans to call in. Disgruntled? Call in. Happy you got the right pick? Call in. Mad at your mom's because she ain't let you go to the fight? Call in. Mad at your old lady because she ain't let you watch the fight? Call in. This is the location for you to do it. International callers, any country, doesn't matter. As long as you got that Skype app downloaded on any smartphone or any computer, any laptop, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype and be part of the conversation. Continue to make this show not only number one on iTunes, but the number one international boxing show. We're reaching people across the globes. We were just live in Las Vegas with Canelo Triple G doing our own sponsored by Shiva's pre-fight hype weigh-in shows and fight shows. And we had people flying in from London, from the UK. It was just amazing to see people all over from, you know, New Jersey, California, Vegas, I mean, everywhere, Chicago. We had a bunch of people, Marcus from Chicago with his wife and everyone, Eric from Texas, just people from all over. So we truly appreciate all the support. You can hit that thumbs up button in the future, present, past. It doesn't matter. And if you guys hit this thumbs up and you get it to 150, we'll be back because there's some breaking news that just came out. Keith Thurman, rumored opponent on a Tyson Fury versus Wilder undercard. More indication that both Keith is back this year and that the biggest heavyweight pay-per-view fight of this year is taking place. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO and catch my co-host at...
You better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son. One time, we'll see. But Canelo, man, ready to see you back in the ring, brother. You did a great job. You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. And for all you fans out there, man, we do this for y'all, and y'all got to admit, ain't no boxing show better than this one right here.
Peace.